Atlanta is not only the capital of Georgia but is a major regional economic and cultural hub for the entire southeastern United States. Its subtropical climate makes winters generally mild but summers can be humid and blazing hot. That's why so many locals as well as visitors to the state flock to nearby lakes to relax and cool off. Deep water often means cold water. So if you're in Atlanta and need to cool off fast, where can you go? Let's discover the deepest lake near Atlanta. But first, what's the deepest lake in Georgia? The deepest lake in Georgia. Georgia has more than 30 lakes, some of them natural, and others created by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as hydroelectric projects to power Atlanta's communities, drive development, and attract vacationers and tourists. The deepest lake in Georgia is Carter's Lake. It's 450 feet deep and has over 60 miles of shoreline, with no private docks or developments. It's truly a pristine natural environment if you're really ready to leave the city behind and recharge. Located 77 miles from Atlanta, Carter's Lake would take you about an hour and 20 minutes to reach by car. The deepest lake near Atlanta. If you'd like a closer option, two of the most popular lakes less than an hour from Atlanta are Lake Allatoona and Lake Lanier. Lake Allatoona. Only 34 miles from Atlanta, Lake Allatoona is 145 feet deep and has over 270 miles of shoreline to enjoy. Some of this is under private development, but there are plenty of public facilities and areas managed by the federal or state governments that are accessible to the public. Lake Lanier. Lake Lanier is located on the Chattahoochee River. At 160 feet deep and only 49 miles from the city, Lake Lanier is the deepest lake near Atlanta. It's a popular destination, drawing 10 million people a year for swimming, boating, and all sorts of other water-based recreation. The fishing is great. The lake is well stocked with bluegill and several species of bass. If you're into scary stuff, you might be interested to know that Lake Lanier has a reputation as the most haunted lake in America. And we didn't even know a lake could be haunted. This urban legend is based on some genuine tragedy in the lake's history. Building it in 1956 required the relocation of African-American communities and a cemetery, but it is likely unmarked graves were left behind. Over 700 people have drowned or died in boating accidents since the lake was built. It certainly makes for some great ghost stories, and maybe just a reminder to take all reasonable safety precautions. What kinds of animals could you see? At peak vacation season, lakes in Georgia can be busy and noisy places that will scare off a lot of wildlife. At quieter times, in the evening or early morning, or out on a trail, if you are quiet, you might have a chance of seeing some of Georgia's indigenous species. Over 90 species of mammals live in Georgia, including black bears, fox squirrels, flying squirrels, white-tailed deer, raccoons, foxes, weasels, coyotes, river otters, and big brown bats. Bats do their best hunting in the evening, so if you sit at the lakeshore to watch the sunset, see if you can spot them swooping down to the water to scoop up a drink or catch a low-flying insect. Reptiles and amphibians such as turtles, brown snakes, water snakes, and black snakes, the green tree frog, and a variety of lizards and salamanders are not hard to find. Be careful of copperheads and eastern diamondback rattlesnakes, two venomous species. Birds abound in Georgia's natural areas, including quail, wild turkeys, wild ducks, and the state bird, the brown thrasher, among many other species. Whether you choose to visit the deepest lake in Georgia, the deepest lake near Atlanta, or any of the state's other dozens of lakes, you can make great memories with your family and friends. And with any luck, spot some wildlife you may not normally see in the city. Up next, animals in Georgia. Six snakes as big as humans that could invade the United States. The 10 best fishing spots in Georgia this summer. The 5 best places to camp in Georgia this summer.